folks, since our president is openly operating in a different reality, we think it's important that Americans know what's happening in his alternate universe. Luckily, we have a staffer who lives in that world. So here now is Planet Bush Bureau Chief, Lawton Smalls. Good morning, Lawton.
Good morning, Mark. God's rescue ship is bound for glory. Wipe your feet and come on in.
All right. Well, you know,
moving out.
Yeah, all right. Well, you know, Hurricane Katrina certainly dealt a terrible blow to the South, and I know how hard this all must be for you. Are you okay, Lawton?
Well, thank you, Mark. Mm-hmm. That is very Christian of you, and it is a refreshing change from your usual snotty, negative, pro-death, secular humanism.
Oh, man. What do I do this
well,
for?
Well, it has been a trying time, no question about it. But no matter what happens, Mark, hell or high water, our faith will see us through this.
Well, you know, somehow I knew you'd be okay, Lon.
America is so lucky. The Lord has blessed us with such a strong, capable, compassionate leader.
Oh, no.
At a
time like this. You know, I was afraid of this. I'm too angry.
Exactly why President George W. two-terms mandate Bush got that second term.
What are you...
Right now, because he's the greatest president in a crisis ever.
You're out of your
forget
mind.
Forget Roosevelt, forget Lincoln, forget Churchill. After this week, even you have to admit that.
What are you, crazy? I don't have to admit any of that. You know, I'm really too aggravated to even deal with this crap from you right now. What has he done? What?
Are you kidding me? Let's start with him flying over that disaster scene. He got down within 1,700 feet of the disaster. Do you know how close that is? And he looked down from his airplane window, and he said, I will never forget this. He said, it's devastating.
It's devastating. Wow, that's terrific. He's really good, this guy.
It gives you chills, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. For all the wrong reasons.
Toby Keith, all the great poets. And that's before he rolled up his sleeves and got to work.
Yeah, I'd love to know what exactly, what he's actually doing down there. Could you please tell me, Lawton?
100 things at once.
Oh, come on.
He's pumping water out of the streets.
No,
he's rebuilding the levees. He's fixing the roof on the Superdome.
Oh, come on.
He's saving puppies. He's riding around in a boat arresting looters and evildoers. He's wrestling alligators.
Stop it.
Him doing that. We're lucky the man has stayed in such top physical condition.
Oh, come
on. All that mountain biking really paying dividends now.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We need a strong man.
Yeah. I'm glad he was getting his exercise so he could wrestle alligators and rebuild the levees. Right.
You know, something about those levees. You know who sabotaged those?
Who?
Bill Clinton.
Oh, shut up.
I know,
you know
people
what?
Down there.
I've had enough of this crap.
Well, they saw him and Hillary late at night with power tools drilling holes in the levee.
What are you, crazy?
Chelsea, too.
Oh, stop it.
Power tools with Chelsea.
Stop it. I'm not even going to dignify that crap from you. But I do want to ask you about something.
Yes.
Katrina is the worst natural disaster in a century.
Yep.
And Bush takes 2 days off his vacation. 2 days. That's it. Two days.
I know. The man's personal sacrifice
never fails
to astonish me.
Unbelievable.
He could have stayed at Crawford, but he interrupted his rigorous exercise regime just to attend to this.
Lawton,
yeah?
That's his job.
Oh,
people were counting on him, and he just didn't care enough to show up sooner, my friend.
Mark, you were just on vacation, weren't you? Hawaii, wasn't it? Uh-huh. Hey, that sounds nice.
Yeah, what's your point?
I noticed when Katrina hit, you didn't cut your vacation short, surfer boy. You didn't exactly rush back to help now, did you?
I'm not the president!
Oh!
I'm not the president!
Okay,
I don't have an entire nation expecting me to be a leader while people are suffering and dying. And just like he's done his entire life, he let someone else do the work after he screwed everything up. We needed a leader, and he dropped the ball, Lawton, again. This is a disgrace. The Republicans are going to pay for this big time, my friend, and you know that.
Mark.
What?
The neocons are screwed, aren't we?
Oh, man, they are so screwed.
Stupid hurricane! Stupid hurricane! Who are we going to blame this on, huh? God?
Yeah.
We can't blame God, but we got to blame somebody, and it's going to end up raining down on us like a poop storm.
Yes, sir.
It's going to be a poop storm. We're never going to win another election again.
Oh, I hope
so. We're done, man. You can just put up.
I hope so. Take it easy, buddy. Just take it easy. All right. Yes, you are done, but you got to take it easy. You got to take it easy. All right. This isn't going to help, man. Just take it easy, please. All right, take a breath. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
You see, Bill and Hillary were sitting off sticks of dynamite under the levees. Everyone's seen it. I have video of it.
Goodbye, Lon.
Lon,
hanging up now. Goodbye.
All right, now. God loves you. Deal with it.
Awful.
Oh, my goodness.
Just awful. You know, I didn't even have the patience for him today.